I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just
my
right.
My jeans don't necessarily fit just right after I get done barbecuing chicken, but you know what? I'm worth taking the risk because I love me some barbecued yard bird on the grill, smoker, and we're going to break that down a little bit for you. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
All I can say, Jop, is there's a fix for that. It's called Snap Fitness.
There it is, right
Snap
there.
Snap Fitness. I'm happy to tell you, thanks to Jason Crandall, my personal trainer, and Snap Fitness in general, with our great family membership, I am wearing pants that are 2 inches smaller than they were 3 months ago.
So you went wardrobe shopping.
No, I'm just wearing pants I've had in this rack for 15 years.
Hey, they're looking good. I guess jeans are jeans, right? Yeah.
No, these are all trussed up. These are my old ones. These I have a cinch belt on. So yeah.
Comfy.
You could pants me real easy right now. Snap Fitness, man, they're all over West Michigan. You just use your card to get in through the door. It's a fantastic place. They keep it clean, unlike some of these giant chains that are moving in, where there's like 1,000 people per employee. Snap Fitness has lots of employees. The equipment is clean. When you grab a piece of equipment, it's, you know, much less likely to have a ton of germs on it. But more importantly, it's up to date. Everything there works. There's every kind of piece of equipment you'd want. The only thing they don't have is a sauna, which would be really good. But other than that, you can build a sauna.
They sell those at Arctic Spas, don't they?
They do,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
But it's just a great place. You go in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You swipe your card. It's fantastic. It's honestly changed my health scenario. And I was just not that healthy. I was out of shape.
So one of the things that you did, along with going to Snap Fitness, is you started focusing a little bit more on chicken.
It makes you focus on your food. Because to do all that workout and then say, what the heck, I'll have some French fries, you don't do it.
Right.
It's a cool effect that comes in the back. But, you know, barbecue in general, in my opinion, is really healthy food anyway.
Sure.
It's some of the other stuff you eat with it that might not be as healthy, like a bunch of potato salad or... but, you know, like I love making bitchin' beans. Beans are as healthy as can be, especially when you put like 4 cups of brown sugar in it.
And a couple pounds of bacon. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about chicken done right.
There's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
That's a rooster.
That is a rooster. You know, and my favorite part about that is the chicken hawk. You know, and the chicken hawk's about, 6 inches tall, and you got foghorn, leghorn, it's all 6 feet there. And the chicken hawk goes, I'm a chicken. I like chicken. I'm a chicken hawk. You know, and he's the little dude comes down, lights on his shoulder, and Foghorn's like, get away from me, boy. Get away from me. But anyway, classic line if you haven't seen it. Love it. But you asked me a question about dark meat chicken.
Bone-in
chicken. Well, obviously, my first thing that I go to with dark meat bone-in is the thigh, right? You can get leg meat. Anymore, we had our butcher friend Tim Sobey was on, and he's like, they are growing chickens now for the wings. So if you want a better value with more meat, buy chicken legs rather than chicken wings because they're actually cheaper now than the wings because wings are so popular. So dark meat is your thigh or your leg. I'm a thigh guy, right? I mean, bone in, that dark meat, that's the place where I go.
I think you'd have to blame Hooters for that.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That's somewhere around the wing.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest drumstick fan. I never have. There's just too much going on in there. Unless it's like a KFC deep fried where it's been pulverized. I'm just not a big, but I do definitely love thighs.
Absolutely. And the thing is about a thigh is it's very, very versatile. That cut of chicken, especially with the bone in, retains its moisture better than almost any other cut on the bird. And I really enjoy doing the thighs. Now, Bob, when our competition guys get in the game, they do bone-in thighs all the time in the
right.
competition.
And but I don't care for the way they do them.
Either. I don't either. And that's where I was going to go with that, is that they cut them up so they're like a little square.
Yeah, it looks like a poochki or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's too uniform.
But,
it's too square. That's what they do.
They also want soft, rubbery skin. Or not rubbery, but they want a soft, delicate skin. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to deliver a thigh with the skin on and have soft. You want that skin. You got to finish it off, man. It's got to have some crispy to it.
Absolutely.
Because I don't necessarily even eat the skin anyway, so it shouldn't matter. But
oh, with your whole Snap Fitness thing, I never have.
I always found skin on chicken to be kind of disgusting.
But if you do, are you smoking it or are you grilling it or which way are we talking about right now?
For thighs, I typically like to grill them.
Right, right. Because they're
wonderful to smoke. Right. But, you know, let's face it. Most of us get our smoker out less than we do our grills.
Yeah, it's just process. That's all. The smoker takes longer to get things done. The grill, you got to feed a family. Everybody's hungry. They're standing around. They want to eat in a half hour, not an hour and a half.
Right.
Right.
Now, for example, right now, when I get home, my briskets and butts will be just about finished. My smoker's been going all night. I picked up some butts and briskets. As soon as we're done here, I'm heading down to Olivet. It's senior day. Jordan's a senior, and we have a big tailgate for their lacrosse team every year. So we made it coincide with senior day. So there's going to be about 150 people there. I'll be feeding brisket and butts and beans to.
That's good.
I'm going to be scooting right out of here and booking down there. It's going to be a great day. One of the dads is actually a brewer, so he brews a bunch of beer for this event. And Dan McGee from Traverse City, he's crazy.
What's wrong with beer and barbecue?
Well,
right?
And our tailgate section is just off the athletic complex, so you can actually have.
Oh, yeah. Drinks. You got to watch those rules.
Yes.
Yeah, those pesky rules.
Yes. And then all the moms are bringing a bunch of stuff. So I've been smoking all night. I could have thrown some chicken on there, but honestly, it seems like every year I bring too much food. But back to your thing about smoking thighs. I'd have to really think about that. I do like smoking thighs. I like smoking wings better. Wings tend to be one of those pieces that I, again, like to cook really, really well because there's some stuff going on in there. There's a lot of tissue, a lot of fat you want to break down. And the longer you keep them in the smoker at the right temp, you got to have a little higher temperature smoke. But that skin gets a little crispy on them, and they're pretty good. And I go back again to like just a Memphis blend of seasonings, which is what Rob Russell and I
a little bit
get.
More of a citrusy blend that you put on those. Yep.
Yep. With the little horseradish kind of profile or
something with some zing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about if a guy's never put thighs on the grill, and there's got to be some out there. I mean, it's a pretty staple. That is out there. It's a regular thing to cook on chicken, but
there's a right way to do it.
So let's talk about that. Let's break that down just a little bit.
Let's
so you got your raw product. Let's start there.
Let's say it's bone in, skin on. I'm going to rub it with oil. I'm going to wash it, pat it dry, rub it with oil. Some people like to lift the skin up and throw a little seasoning under there. It's okay. If you're going to do that, you should do it the day before. Because what I've been learning with chicken is the same thing I've been discovering with steak, is that it will receive that salt in advance and distribute it throughout the meat. So if you want to take at least an hour and throw some salt on that thing and let it kind of dry marinate, that'll work. But I have much better luck with a wet marinade with chicken because, first of all, I'm a little leery of leaving chicken out warm.
And, absolutely.
And I find that if you break your salts and sugars down in the brine or marinade well enough, if you give it a day in the refrigerator, it'll really penetrate the meat. And what that helps it do is it helps that salt circulate through the meat so that it actually gets into the cells of the meat and it helps it retain water, contrary to much public opinion. The salt actually helps the meat tissue retain its water. It does not dry meat out. Like, that's kind of an old myth that all followed for a
long dry
time.
Meat with salt, but that's over the period of time. And this salt is on the surface and begins to penetrate.
And this is a marinade.
Right.
So you're actually infusing moisture with the seasonings. And salts and sugars.
All right, Seagull. Are you coming with me quietly, or do I have to slip you around some?
We're doing Brian's got a little couple new buttons over there, and we're having a little bit of fun with that.
Well, but, you know, when I walked into the studio, he had Looney Tunes on, so I made him put his Cheerios down, and we're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fongers, the wizard of the board, who loves playing with I'm finding that him and Mel Brooks or Mel Blanc have a lot in common.
Coming up next, we might break down some marinades, a little bit of brining, dry rubs, temperatures. You're going to want to stick with us. We're listening, grilling guys. Stick with us. We will be back.
They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.